GOP leaders in the House Finance Committee pressed all the players involved, including policy experts as well as hospitals and insurance companies, on whether the program, which began in August of 2014, has actually saved state dollars. Representatives for the hospitals and insurance companies could not confirm that, but say because 48,000 people are now insured, emergency room costs have gone down. And when lawmakers asked Steve Norton of the New Hampshire Center for Public Policy that very same question, his answer was blunt.
I think if you believe that you're going to be able to answer your question about the impact of the Medicaid expansion in a year and a half, you're fooling yourselves.
In which finance chair Neil Kirk, a Republican from Ware, responded,
I think are coming to that conclusion on our own because so many of the folks who have come before us have said we don't have the data.
The House Finance Committee plans to vote on the measure Thursday morning at 9. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.